New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
never does the text. Hello and thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night. The intro video that you guys were experiencing, I'm just getting to now, so that's where we're at, but happy to be here with you on this Friday night. Please leave a thumbs up on this video for our SmackDown review, December 6th. We are full on in the holiday season, my friends. I got yelled at by Alex Blowski for not wearing Christmas gear on Tuesday. My goodness. But whoo, what a week. What a week. What a week to be subscribed to FightfulSelect.com. So much information going up there. The Ryan Nemeth story about his experience with AEW regarding CM Punk's behavior and the protocols that did or did not get enforced over there about that. A couple injury updates. A lot of the injury stuff goes on our free tier, but Jade Cargill injury updates, Bronson Reed injury updates, which were talked about earlier today. Last week, we had As the Starks Turns with Ricky Starks and everything that was going on with him. So much happening on FightfulSelect.com, including, my friends, the Fightful Awards, which you can sponsor for $100. You get social media call-outs with graphics to our entire social media following, which is over 500,000 people. Thanks to you guys. We hit the 200,000 mark on our Fightful Twitter X account, whatever you want to call it, plus Sean's. So thank you so much for that. Last year, over 35,000 people tuned in to the stream across platforms. You get inclusions in our promotional stuff, our YouTube description, all sorts of stuff. And you can clip Sean calling out your brand. So feel free to sponsor the Fightful Awards, but voting for those only happens for subscribers. So you're going to want to subscribe to participate in those. Kind of keeps the riffraff out, not going to lie. So helps people vote a little bit more fairly. So subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. We had a pretty decent episode of SmackDown that we're going to get into, and joined by Alex Cardoza. Alex, how are you?
I am doing so much better this Friday evening rather than last Friday evening.
Yeah, how are you feeling?
Last Friday evening could have gone horribly wrong, and it would have probably been my last Friday evening on a live program segment here on Fightful. But now, man, I'm so happy to be back. I watched you guys as I laid in the fetal position in bed. I wish I would have joined you, but you guys killed it regardless. I'm happy to be back, and I'm happy to be here again.
Thank you to SP3 for filling in. We're so glad you're back. We're so glad you're feeling better. We are glad that you are here post the holidays. How were your holidays? How'd they go?
The reason why I missed Friday. So I had my family come down from Jersey. And they must have had a stomach bug the week prior that they were just kind of getting over. So they brought we like to call certain bugs from certain places. I call this one the New Jersey virus. The New Jersey virus was brought down to North Carolina and given to me. And it was a shit show, to put it lightly. Figuratively.
That'll do it. That'll do it. Oh,
hey,
no.
Listen, friends, we're all human, so, you know.
It is true. It is true. We hope you had a wonderful holiday. We've got so much coming up for you this weekend. We have your Collision Post show that'll be taking place tomorrow, as well as your NXT Deadline Post show with me and Alex Pawlowski. So stay tuned for all of that. So let's get into this episode of SmackDown. Will my internet catch up? We're going to find out together.
Oh, my gosh. Is it that bad today?
It is on my end. Are you guys able to see me okay?
Yeah, you're okay.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glitchy on my end, but I'm starting to catch up with myself, as is so often the case in life. But we've got some love coming in from Flame Inc. saying, "I'm sorry, Christmas is overrated these days. No money. I'm so sorry. Financial stress around the holidays is never fun, but I will say, there's plenty to enjoy about the holiday season, gift free, and I hope you're able to find some love in that. This is a time of year that there's a lot of financial pressure around, but there's also a lot of time to enjoy things that are not financially related. I hope that you are hanging out with us, finding love in the chat, finding love with your loved ones, appreciating what the season can bring for sure. But Van Twinblade saying, bangs, bangs, gain, reunited, and it feels so effing good. I need everyone to watch Tokyo Godfathers. It is dubbed by G-Kids, and a trans person is voiced by a trans person. We love that.
Yeah.
Satoshi Kon is the GOAT. This is not necessarily my world, but that's really cool. I like when representation is accurately represented. That is a good thing that we definitely appreciate around here. We're going to dig into SmackDown. We've been kind of changing up the format of our reviews to hit with some of the more newsworthy things first and then go through things. So let us know if that's something you like. We want to hook you guys and keep you around with some, quite frankly, talk about the most newsworthy stuff at the top of the show, especially this time of year, right? So let's kind of start with the biggest news coming out of the night. We've got new tag team champions. With Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, DIY, taking the titles from Motor City Machine Guns. And I got to tell you, I really like this move for a few reasons. One, I felt like DIY had nowhere else to go if they weren't going to win the titles other than to break up. So it was either going to be they turn heel together or they get a serious push and maybe a title win. And they went in that direction. The other reason I like it is Motor City Machine Guns had a short reign, but it immediately established them as a top tag team, right? They're a threat right off the bat. The second they walk into this company, basically, they are established as champions. They've had a storied career. They immediately make an impact. I think them losing is fine because I think it did what it needed to do to say, hey, these guys showed up. They should be a big deal. I think there's a lot of interesting possibilities for who chases DIY. And I like the character development here. I think commentary, you know, pretty heavily hinted, like, does Johnny Gargano not remember that Ciampa has turned his back on people before, including him? And I thought the match was really good. And they had sowed these kind of seeds throughout the night, right? We have somebody taking out Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins, the Street Profits, and what was supposed to be their match. Obviously feels now like it was DIY. But they kind of made it seem like Ciampa was the one to do it. Johnny Gargano might not agree. But in this match, we see Johnny Gargano with a low blow after Ciampa is distracting the ref, which I really, really like, as a way of doing a heel turn in the ring. And they win with the meet in the middle. Ciampa getting the pin there. And then after celebrating with Candice LeRae. So Man, I kind of like this. I feel like the tag division is in such need of a reset. And I also think, like, we're getting some sort of brand shakeup headed into the Netflix era. They made that very clear tonight, right? The brand split's been dead a while. So why not do it? Why not shake it up this way? Those guys might be on Raw anyway coming up. But I don't know. I liked this. I kind of dug it. I know a lot of people are like, put the tag title changes on pay-per-views or PLEs. But, like, this was for me. I dug this. What did you think of the match and our new champions tonight?
The tag titles are definitely the ones that you want to use on regular television. If you're going to be flip-flopping them or whatever you want to do with them, I think tag team championships would be they're exciting matches. You know, you get the best two teams. You're getting the best out of both all four competitors, and you're putting it out on free TV for people to really enjoy. This is the match that you want to put out there. And I think that Johnny Gargano and Ciampa were going to about to fall into that hole again, where it's like, oh, are they going to be heels again? Are they? What? We've done this a thousand times. But at least they still did it. They still did it. They still switched, right? But at least they won the championship. They weren't left up to, you know, hung up to dry. For us to wait, what happens now? Now you guys are heels, lost the match, but what's going to happen? You know? And I don't think that I wasn't expecting the Motor City Machine Gun reign to be this long. I know that sounds silly because they just won them, but they really didn't just win them. They've had them for a while. So I wasn't expecting them to hold this. There wasn't really any like push or competitors out there or any threats that were like they were, you know, in dire need of like almost losing the title. So I kind of like this, gives them a chance to do whatever they got to do. And you, and like we mentioned before, there's going to be a huge shakeup again. So we will now just see where Motor City Machine Guns they go off to, what they're planning with them. And it kind of opens up the door with what the hell happened to the Street Profits, right? Like, we know what happened to Street Boys, but maybe not. I could be speculating. But yeah, overall, what a great opening. I'm not opening, but like what a great match between these teams.
Yeah, I think you're right, Alex, in that you said there wasn't really like a long-term feud that was built out because they didn't have them for so long. So DIY could be that long-term feud, right? Like I don't have a problem with that at all. And the other thing is I feel like with WWE and AEW both, every day that I get on a podcast, I am screaming at the top of my lungs, switch up the playbook, right? I am so, if I like, I like what they did with the tag division, but this is the fourth backstage attack storyline in WWE alone that we have. Between NXT, Raw, and SmackDown, this is the fourth backstage attack. This one had a quick and immediate payoff, so I appreciate it. But when I say switch up the playbook, I mean stop running congruent storylines at the same time on your show.
Yes.
AEW has a lot of those same problems right now, man. A lot of them. The amount of, is this guy going to turn on a friend stuff? Like, there's at least four stories that are that right now.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
I've been screaming to switch up the playbooks. This felt like, oh my gosh, WWE splitting up a tag team again. How unique, right? But they didn't. They went the other way with it. And quite frankly, I'm ready to see Johnny Gargano be a heel. Like, I like heel Gargano. He's an amazing baby face, but I've seen it a lot. So I think this is a nice, fresh thing. And I feel like they did a pretty good job of, you knew it was going to go one of two ways, but they did a good job executing one of the two ways. So I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad about it. I'll take it.
Sure.
I'll take it.
So, I'm with you. Yeah.
Good stuff there for sure. Now, the other thing that I kind of want to dig into next, we're not going chronologically. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to switch things up a little bit. But coming out of Survivor Series, this is the first SmackDown since Survivor Series, we've got a new U.S. champion in Shinsuke Nakamura, and I am geeked out for this Shinsuke push. I love the presentation. This is definitely one of the better remixes of a theme that we've gotten in a long, long time. But we get some good stuff going on in this U.S. title picture. We get Shinsuke saying that his transformation hasn't been out of desire, but out of necessity. And what I love about that is it feels like it calls back to before the draft, the last time that he was on my screen a little bit of like, He was presented as this badass, but all they did was have this guy lose. Now he's back with a different attitude, a refreshed presentation. And it was kind of like a thing of, if I want to survive here, I'm going to have to change how I behave and the way I look at things. So I really, really like that. We do have some really great character work that was done in this from him too. LA Knight coming to the ring with the microphone, giving us a let me talk to you, saying that Shinsuke has what is rightfully his and calls Shinsuke a sorry example of a U.S. champion with cheap shots and cheap victories. I kind of like that for LA Knight because I think he's supposed to think they're cheap. But what I've loved about Shinsuke so far is they're sneaky. It hasn't been cheating. Using the steel plate between two rings in a War Games match is sneaky, but it's not cheating. That's perfectly right. Legal. The turnbuckle spot last week, perfectly legal, but sneaky. Underhanded, sure. Cagey, yes, but not like blatant cheating. Not like the low blow we saw from Johnny Gargano tonight. So right. I like that LA Knight feels like it's not great, but I love that Shinsuke is bending the rules and not breaking them. That's the kind of heel I like. But LA Knight saying that his title belongs to him. He's going to cut to the chase. He wants a rematch right now. And Shinsuke just kind of smirks, which I love. And Knight says that Nakamura has only attacked him from behind. And the only thing he's done face-to-face is hit him with the mist. And he has his sunglasses on for that, which I thought was a really nice touch. And Andrade ends up coming out to the ring as things start to pick up between the two of them. Knight interrupts and says he's willing to give Andrade a shot. Like and dislike that, like Andrade's had his shots at the U.S. title, but this was really to set up Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu coming out and attacking him. And I like this. Solo comes out to Nakamura is just like a menace with his black mist and hitting them all. But Andrade gets held up for a spike, and Knight breaks that up for Fatu to get super kicked. And then Andrade comes in. Samoan spikes for both of those guys, and Solo gets on the mic and basically says what I think is just a really short and effective thing here. These aren't his best promos, but he just says, you think we're not serious because two of our guys got taken out this weekend at Survivor Series in a War Games match? Try us. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Solo Sikoa has looked so much more comfortable on the mic since they let him sound like a human and since they've let him have a sense of humor. So I'm kind of interested by this, to be real. Like, I want to see what happens with this. Like, I like that this mid-card title picture is hot. I got to say, and I know you're going to agree with me on this, Santos Escobar is one of the best wrestlers in the world, and they need to find a place for him to wrestle consistently in this company.
I totally disagree with you.
Dude, Santos Escobar versus Shinsuke Nakamura, sign me up for that any night, you know?
You know, God, Kate, how long have I been wanting something meaningful to feel something for someone like a Santos? And it's been a lot of start and stop. It's been, yeah. I've been completely let down. It just seems like he's pretty much penciled in to be, you know, at live shows, or he's penciled in to be at special appearance shows like Mexico City shows or etc. Outside of that, you know, Legado de Fantasma has the group itself hasn't really felt important in front of television, at least to me, since May, maybe, when I was really excited to see what they were going to do with him. And maybe that's just it. Maybe this is all we're going to get, you know?
It's tricky because the pace in the mid card has picked up a lot, right? And I think that's really, really good. But yeah. What happens is you burn through challengers and competitors and stories with them a lot faster.
Anywhere worth going is worth going in good boots, and you can find your perfect pair at Tecovas. Tecovas crafts quality Western boots for everyone, from generational ranchers and lifelong cowboys to first-time boot buyers, which is what I was up until a couple of years ago. Growing up in Kentucky, you see boots everywhere. but I never jumped into the game until I found Tecovas, and I love it. Every one of Tecovas boots are handcrafted with over 200 meticulous steps for broken-in comfort right out of the box. Whether it's a long day or a big night, your Tecovas are built to last and impress. That's why Esquire loves them and says they're the reason we keep coming back to Tecovas. They are so comfortable. Plus, with Tecovas' best in the West guarantee, you get free returns and exchanges for 30 days. And right now, get 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS when you sign up for email and text. That's 10% off at tecovas.com/SRS. That's tecovas.com/SRS. See site for details. Tecovas, point your toes west.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Than you would otherwise. And if that person's not going to go up to the main title, which Santos didn't seem to be positioned for, then they're getting a little lost in the shuffle. He's someone that I think could very much benefit from a brand switch. Like him on Raw, I could see doing some really, really cool stuff. So that's what I'm hoping for. We'll see if that's the case. But you know what, Alex?
Oh.
I don't want his push to be untraceable, but I do want my internet connection to be untraceable. And the best way to make that happen is with NordVPN.
I have long talked with you guys about the content that you can access with NordVPN.com/Fightful, but it doesn't just stop at pro wrestling. You can get MMA and boxing pay-per-views at a much more affordable price when you change your virtual location with just one click using NordVPN.com/Fightful. It doesn't stop there either. Football games. Man, if you want to check out those out-of-market football games, you don't have to spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. You can get NordVPN.com/Fightful and just change your virtual location. How about baseball games? They make it harder than ever to actually watch baseball games. It is a task. Not with NordVPN.com/Fightful. They got everything you need. In addition to all the threat protection and security that comes with NordVPN. But if you want that content, NordVPN.com/Fightful is right for you.
Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. We are working our way through SmackDown. We've got some more love and support coming in from you guys that we're going to read right here. We got Bad Robot, who's always so wonderful to us, saying hello, favorite post show, and a hoodie Alex for the burr month. Kind of wish Tiffy didn't win. She doesn't need it with the briefcase. KO is a perfect wrestler. Give him a belt and a raise and hugs. He deserves a belt and raise and hugs. He is up for contract, so he's definitely getting a raise if if that's his choice, because he's going to be an in-demand free agent. Ryan Cicchini saying, to our point kind of about the U.S. title picture, they set up some fun matches with Fatu, Andrade, LA Knight, and Tamatanga. That's gonna make any title feel important when you have the most dominant faction in your company involved in it, right? That's, I think, gonna be something that's a healthy call. And Will saying, in the words of Sheamus, that Piper and Bianca match was banger after banger after banger after banger. I loved this. And we got that that super chat about Tiffy as well. So let's dig into some of our women's wrestling on the show tonight. Some very productive stuff that happened. Some very productive stuff that happened tonight. We got Tiffany Stratton versus Naomi and Electra Lopez. And what was a fun match. There were some rough spots in it. Electra Lopez has not had a match in a very long time. So I think there might have been just a little bit of ring rust there. But overall, this was fun. Naomi hitting Lopez with that reverse DDT and the split leg and moonsault. But Tiffany flying in with a springboard to break it up. We do get a prettiest moonsault ever on Lopez for the win after Tiffany gets rid of Naomi. I feel like Tiffany moving on is the right call if Naomi's not going to be the one to win it, because how many times can Naomi go to a certain picture and not win it, right? And it does feel like we were getting some moments of guilt with this Jade Cargill stuff. I'm starting to wonder if Naomi was the one to take her out. And if you asked me a couple weeks ago, I would have said it was for sure Bayley who took her out. And my secret hope is that it was actually Charlotte Flair who took her out, because Charlotte has a good reason to, or it would be healthy for the women's division to enter. And Charlotte versus Bianca is something I want to see. Charlotte versus Naomi is maybe Naomi's best TV match that I've ever seen. Charlotte versus Bayley, sign me up any day of the week. Everybody who was on the babyface side of that Survivor Series team, I want to see them versus Charlotte Flair. And I feel like it would be so interesting if she took out Jade, because I think she could give Jade some good matches. And it would be a fun way to get to the inevitable Bianca versus Charlotte feud that we're looking at. But I don't know. Naomi felt a little guilty in this of late for me. But match was fine. Not the cleanest, but certainly nothing detrimental that took away my enjoyment from it. Tiffany moving on, I don't think she wins because she has that briefcase, but her advancing to the finals is something that I'm all right with. What did you think of this triple threat match for the U.S. title contendership? Yeah,
you know, there's a certain professional wrestler. He's using the moniker now of El Nueve. You might not like him, but anyway. He did, you know, he has.
Why are you making me talk about Chris Jericho on a Friday night?
I didn't say it. You did. He does have over 30 years of professional wrestling. He did say that there's no such thing as a botch. It's live television. Or you know, in this case, things that weren't looking very pretty.
Yeah.
Right. These are, you know, I agree with you. Because I was watching the match and it took me away from it because it was very noticeable, unfortunately. But overall, I think the match had great quality by all the women. I think the women did what they could to kind of, you know, make sure that they kept the crowd in it. You could hear the crowd was 100% behind it. Television is a different beast. When you're sitting at home, you just see things. The camera just catches things all the time. When you're in an arena, you're just fixated on one view, which is the view that you're looking at, and that is it, you know? But overall, I think the girls killed it. I'm very intrigued to see where this continues to go, who gets this new championship, and when do we see Tiffy move away from the briefcase, right? Are we going to maybe see it for the new year, or are we going to wait and move into the new year with it, right? We've seen this happen now a couple times, right? Where the briefcase just kind of goes on into the new year, right?
Yeah, and I don't necessarily want that for this because,
same.
Like, we're playing the dissension game part of it already, so don't drag it out for so long. You know what I mean? Like, if you're already building the dissension, don't just make us sit around and wait for the moment.
Don't sidebar and create like these other fictionist little stories on the side that you know are still going to lead to you kind of just using that briefcase for what we all know what you're going to use that briefcase for. Also, can I just add this? The fact that, you know, you have a lot of these women also that are going to be making their way from NXT. NXT is about to be gutted once again. So when you have all these other women that are going to be coming up from NXT, we know that there's going to be a third hour that's going to be added on to SmackDown. Yes. We all know that's coming. We all know that there's going to be movements. We all know that Raw is going to be moving back 3 hours on freaking Netflix. Like
we don't know that.
Maybe
I don't think that's been reported.
Maybe I
at
heard
least
something.
Not by us.
Hey, can the producer cut that out real quick?
We're live, hey, brother.
You guys didn't hear that from me. But anywho, there's a lot of ways to get these all the women involved in different ways. And I think that Tiffany just kind of just let's leave Tiff get her into this championship mode and kind of like start building the feuds underneath her and underneath this, you know, what the next champion or who the next champion is going to be, right? Because that's kind of missing. There's like no, you know, like
title adjacent programs. Yeah.
Yeah. We're really focusing on these mid cards. That's all fine and dandy because we need to fill that void, right? There's a new championship, so we need to fill it. But at the end of the day, like, now we got this. Now we got the main reason why Tiff is here, to be champion, right. And yeah, also, and these other women underneath them. Let's build them up so that there's some good freaking fights that are gonna come along the way out of them.
I agree, and I feel like they've done a really good job with that with B-Fab. I would love to see them give Electra Lopez a couple more reps in the ring. TV reps are different than house show reps, guys, by like a lot. So I think we saw just kind of some common ring rust, and I think she's a very skilled wrestler and she has so much upside and so much charisma. But seeing her out there, I was like, she's a part of Legado. Like, get Santos Escobar back on my screen, man.
God, man.
Will pointing out that he figured Tiffany was going to win because the show was in her hometown. Yes, yeah, she got a very, very nice reception. Very, very nice reception, which was good to see.
Very different from the old days, because if whenever you had the go into your hometown, you lost.
Yep, sure
all
did.
All the time. All the time.
Just anywhere in Canada if you're Natalia Hart, poor thing.
Freddie talked about it all the time. Every time like Rey Mysterio went into like New Mexico, you know, Arizona, any of these Texas, he would lose. He doesn't understand why they would put him to lose when your majority of your crowd there are your people, you know?
You know, Sean always phrased this very, very well, and I like it. The idea of losing in your hometown, if that heat just stays there, it's not worth it. If that heat follows you to another town, another city, another country, then it's worth it. But otherwise, you're just squashing people. Like, Natalia losing in Canada, as much of a meme as it became, like, it's so unnecessary because there was no payoff beyond it being in that one town. And I think that's really, really well put by Sean, whenever he kind of speaks to that ideology. But
this guy, Sean, has a future in our business.
I think so, too. I think maybe, like, literally in it. Because if you've seen that guy's drop toe hold, it's incredible. Oh, all right. That guy can
scary.
Go. That guy can go. But, hey, you know what? I would put money that Chelsea Green is gonna win this tournament now. That's how I'm feeling about this bracket. And I don't think there's somewhere that I can bet on that specifically. But I know where I can bet on wrestling, Alex. And that's BetOnline.ag, dude.
I want to talk to you guys about our great partner at BetOnline.ag. Yes, the place that lets you bet on pro wrestling. We've gotten our pro wrestling betting odds from them for years, well before we even worked with them. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about them. They got the earliest lines, the fastest payout, the industry best bonuses. They've been trusted for 25 plus years because of their safe and secure environment and their quick payouts. But you can bet on pro wrestling. How cool is that? If you think you know more than anybody, go ahead and look at those odds. It's the same ones you've seen on Fightful for years. You might see one that sticks out to you and you go, wait a second. There's no way that person's going to win. Why are they an underdog? Make yourself some money. BetOnline.ag. And hey, it doesn't stop there. Whatever sports you want, they got you covered. Popular games like blackjack and roulette, Supernova, Skyward, all that stuff. BetOnline.ag. Please bet responsibly and only bet what you can at BetOnline.ag.
The best. BetOnline.ag. So fantastic to us. We appreciate them so, so, so much. We're moving along this episode of SmackDown. Guys, get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats as we keep moving along. We've got a lot more SmackDown to get through, including this other incredible women's match that we got between Bianca Belair and Piper Niven. I love this. Bianca is great. Chelsea is great as a side in this. Piper is fantastic. And just letting them show out for like 12 minutes on this was absolutely wonderful. I loved what we got out of these two tonight. Part of what I loved is that Bianca was able to tell such a different story than she normally does. Because normally, like, she's the EST. She's the fastest. She's the strongest. She's everything. But she's in there with someone that she doesn't have a size advantage against. And man, was her selling incredible. This was a fantastic match between these two. Chelsea making her presence known, but not overkill, doesn't really come into play a ton in this. Like, not a distracting amount of interference. But man, oh man, was this a blast. There was a point in this where Bianca goes for the KOD, but can't get Piper up. And then Piper hits her with this ridiculous Saito suplex, like followed with a cannonball attempt. But then Bianca gets the spine buster. Like, holy cow. The pacing of this match was unbelievable. Whoever was the match agent on this, look for that kind of stuff on Fightful Select, because I'm going to be wondering who produced this, because this was so, 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 so good. But this ends with the KOD dropping Piper onto Chelsea Green to end things. I was blown away. I was expecting this to be good because Bianca's great and Piper's great. And if they give them time, there's no reason it wouldn't be great. But I was blown away by the performance that we got in Bianca, because she just got to tell a different story than we get to see her tell in singles action, and a way different one than we get to see her tell in tag action. Because my only complaint about the Jade and Bianca tag team is that because Jade is generally the badass hot tag that comes in there and just delivers and puts people away, in order to get to that point, Bianca is usually in peril to tag out to Jade. And it's hard for me to buy Bianca Belair being in peril. You know what I mean? Because she's such a dominant force. But like in this against Piper, it's one of the few believable times that I feel like, yeah, that person is actually kind of kicking Bianca's ass. And boy, Bianca gave it back to her whenever she had openings. This was so much fun. This might have been my match of the night, and I really liked this episode of SmackDown, but this kind of stole it for me, man. What did you think?
I've said this so many times to you, Kate, haven't I?
You have.
I love my women big, strong, and could probably bench press me a couple times. Gorilla press me in the ring. I mean, toss me around. I don't
think they could have tonight, man. They were at it, man.
I would have 100% would have loved to kind of beat down by these women. Come out. They're so strong, they're so agile, they're smart, they show ring awareness, they know where they're at, they know what they're doing, they understand that there's a monster in Piper Niven that can knock your goddamn teeth in. Yep. And Bianca has to find a way to make her, you know, dizzy, whatever, and beat her, right? Just knock her off her feet. And they told such a beautiful story in the ring, that her finisher at the very end, she made her, you know, you got to give it to Piper Niven, because she made Bianca look insanely strong. Okay.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about, yes, we all, you know, the visuals, these are two big, strong women, but there was a story being told to get to that point, because that move could have easily been done 20 seconds into the match. Done. Bye. Let's go.
Sure.
Right. And then we're talking about why aren't the women getting time on television? No, this was beautifully done, man. I mean, I kind of wish I was Piper Niven at that point, but hey, we all can't get
you over it. And my cousin both, man. You and my cousin both.
I'll take it, man. I'll see where we go from here. And did I miss? I apologize. I had to like run in and out of the room. I was getting everything ready. Did I miss any update on Jade?
FightfulSelect.com has an update on Jade Cargill for you.
Well, yes. I mean, that was a shameless plug for us to put in there, but on the television, nothing happened, right? Okay, good.
No, not that I caught. I'll be straight up. I was playing catch up from the beginning of the episode a little bit because I was out with a very loaded day, including a tree lighting in my downtown. So I got back a little bit.
Blessings. Later. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
I gotta say, I want to put this out there. I want to put a poll for you guys out there on the chat. And just, you know, number one and number two, this is it. Whose storyline do you think goes longer? All right, the bloodline, right? The way it's been going, it's been like 5 years now. That'll be number one. You could put ones on the chat. Or
we the ones.
Kate's internet always being a heel on her every time we do the show. That's number two. Please tell me which one you think will go longer. Give me the ones for the solo and the bloodlines, or the twos for the bangs.
The twos, always the twos. Throw up the twos.
Sorry to put you out there, Kate.
It's annoying to me. Here's the thing, guys. For everyone who is, and I appreciate you guys trying to be helpful. Yes, I'm plugged in. Yes, all my other tabs are closed. Yes, I have thought of everything I could with Optimum. I'm working on it, getting it to Verizon. It's not an easy process. Okay. I have taken every precaution that I could over the past 2.5 years or however long this shit's been going on. So
I just love it because for the longevity of our showtime here with you, but a lot of twos in the chat. I love this, by the way. Just thanks being with you on here on the show for as long as I have. I know you have your other shows with very amazing other hosts like the Alex, the great Alex of the Sour Graps. But being here with you on Friday nights is just, it's incredible. And I enjoy how bad your internet treats you.
Well, thank you. I hate it. It makes me want to jump off a bridge, but we're going to keep moving along.
Wow. That was perfect.
It's so annoying because the other thing is like, I've done the speed tests and whatever. Like, I've done it all. I've exhausted every possibility. So hopefully Verizon can bail me out. So you want an update on my internet? This should be on Fightful Select at this point with how invested people are.
Internet gate.
It should. My building only has Optimum. Otherwise, I would have dumped Floptimum, the Optimums, forever ago. But Verizon Wireless said, we'll make an exception and give you Verizon Business in your apartment. It's more expensive, but it'll be great. And I was like, well, technically, I do business from here. So there you go.
Yeah.
But when the stuff arrived, I got a notification. I had communicated to Verizon, just so you know, Optimum sucks and they're the only option in my building. So if you guys just turn your service back on, because they used to be in this building, which I know because my neighbor has Verizon. If you guys just start to service this area again, you'll probably get a lot of people switching over just in case you want a bunch of free business. And then once my business stuff arrives, I get an email from Optimum, the residential version, being like, we're now available in your area. And I was like, come on, man. So hopefully they're going to set me up the right way with that. Will saying, it's going to be crazy whenever.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Ensuring your baby gets the nutrients they need to support their growth and development is a top priority for every parent. That's why millions around the globe have turned to A2 Platinum as the formula they trust. A2 Platinum Premium Infant Formula is nutritionally complete with whole milk as the first ingredient. Their A2 whole milk comes from specifically selected cows that naturally produce milk containing only the A2 protein and no A1. With 30-plus select nutrients, A2 Platinum is specifically designed with tiny tummies in mind and without worry of harmful chemicals. Quality and safety are the number one priority for A2 Platinum. Plus, they are clean label Project Purity Awards certified. Join millions of parents and choose A2 Platinum for your little one. Right now, for a limited time only, A2 is offering podcast listeners 25% off their first purchase when you use promo code podcast25 at checkout on Amazon or at A2platinum.com. Again, for 25% off your first order, go to Amazon or A2platinum.com and use the promo code podcast25.
Bianca and Stephanie back here get Julia and Delta and Roxanne Perez. Those are dream matches to me. That NXT crop, despite some of the weird booking that happens on NXT, that women's division is blossoming, because you have three women who just arrived with completely different styles, and Roxanne Perez, who you want to talk about someone who's a veteran in her very early 20s. Absolutely nuts. Mm. Absolutely nuts.
Agreed.
More NXT call-up speculation. Fraxium to take on DIY. That would be very fun. Ethan Page could easily slide into a feud with LA Knight. And Roxanne instantly for the mid-card. Yeah, I'm actually kind of surprised that I would be shocked if she's not an early challenger for that mid-card title. Roxanne coming up from NXT. Fraxium, an incredible tag team. An incredible tag team. Can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yeah, you're laggy? Perfect. Yeah, no, you're good. I was waiting. I'm looking at our doc to see what was on there, and then all of a sudden I heard you go quiet, and I'm like, oh, I just looked up like
all good. The other piece of my internet puzzle is the back end of what's happening that I'm seeing isn't what's happening on the stream. So sometimes I look choppy to myself, but I'm broadcasting clear out. And other times I'm choppy to you guys, but perfectly fine to me. So there's also no way for me to gauge it in the evolving nonsense that continues with all of this.
I mean, I don't understand. It's like you're still stuck in 2003 DSL, hookup at home.
Bro, I'm turn of the millennium. Okay, that's what's up.
Crazy.
Wow. So more development in this women's division, though. In the back, we have Naomi and Bianca banged up, and they're talking about Naomi heading to her match. This is beforehand. And Chelsea and Piper wander over to make fun of Bianca losing her triple threats and walk in on Jade Cargill, which Piper takes issue with being accused of taking out Jade. And I got to say, Naomi looking a little guilty in this. I'm intrigued. So some good continuing there of our women's stories. But let's keep moving on here. You guys have been so wonderful with the support. Keep it coming. Keep those super chats and humper chats coming as we talk about a few things that stink. We do have injury updates from Bronson Reed, who badly injured his right ankle and foot. We wish him the best. He was on such a heater. It's such a bummer. It's such a bummer. He's been being built so strong, and he's such an incredible talent that breaks my heart to see this. They're kind of blaming it on Punk's toolbox of the attack. I don't know if that's legit or not, but that is what they blame it on. And Jimmy Uso breaking a toe as well, so he's out of action. But a couple updates that were on FightfulSelect.com as well. But let's dig into our main event angle and our main event of the night. We opened the show and we closed the show with Cody. Cody hyping up Saturday night's main event, which I am excited for. He starts to kind of emphasize his conflict with Kevin Owens, but Chad Gable comes out with Alpha Academy and interrupts, declaring him the greatest Minnesota athlete to ever exist. And kind of hints at a potential transfer to SmackDown. Now, there's apparently a transfer portal, which is brand new. And Ryan Ciccini says, I appreciate the effort in explaining the transfer portal. I know the split hasn't been great, but it's been much better in years past. Now, they have made progress on this. And here's where I'm at with the transfer portal. I don't like that they invented it out of nowhere. I don't. But I like the idea of it. In the same way that I liked on AEW how managers could trade talent, I don't want you to just do it for one storyline, though. If it's a part of your process, it's a part of your process. Other people should be able to transfer. Other people should be able to make trades. So I like this idea a lot, actually, but I don't want it to be just to fuel one storyline. whenever you come up with a show device that only fuels one storyline, it generally sucks. When they brought the rankings back just to feed Hangman and Swerve and then they went away again, that sucked. Don't change the way that your show functions and operates for one storyline. But I like the idea of a transfer portal. Just actually implement it. If managers in AEW can make trades, people should be making trades or attempting to. And then people should be getting pissed at their manager saying, hey, why do you think I'm a tradable asset? You don't think I'm valuable around here? Like, these are good things to have around, but don't just do it for one storyline, is my thoughts and feelings on it. How do you feel about the idea of a transfer portal? And I think Chad Gable and Alpha Academy coming to SmackDown in general would be a very good idea. What do you think about those two things before we kind of continue on here?
So the transfer portal is a college thing.
Yes.
So, you know, they use it obviously to, you know, to do the whole like transferring from one college to another for the specifically for the NCAA football players. Right. So then them trying to incorporate it because with wrestling, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work. It sounds corny to me. I'm just going to put it out there. It really does. Like, there's just some things that I understand, you know, you're trying and you're doing different things. That's all fine and dandy. That's great. But it honestly is just corny. Like, just, hey, if you want to move, trade players, trade your wrestlers, let them move, do this, do that. You know, like, don't start continuing to gimmick things up that are not really working when wrestlers are just still showing up places whenever they want to. You know, and working either show, for me, it's just do that, you know, do that. So that's where I stand on it. I don't want it to be like super negative, but I just don't. It just comes off that way for me. I don't know why. Just if KO wants to go back to Raw, we figure something out. I like the way those things were going, you know, like where wrestlers were kind of talking to the general managers sit down with each other. Those are cool because you build storylines that way together, you know. Now, you know, then you're implementing something that is real out there that you know is being used in real life a certain way into the world of make-believe pro wrestling. You know, it's just,
I think
doesn't work for me.
I think part of why it feels cheesy is because of that. They just decided it was a thing. Like, it might seem really cool if they were like, this is how it works and these are the rules around it and whatever. Like, it could be something that adds suspense, but they were kind of just like, have Chad Gable just mention it in a promo. Like, that makes it come across as kind of out of left field. But
yeah, it really did. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. I don't want anyone thinking, you know, I'm just my true opinion. I like to talk from the heart to you guys.
No, and you also said that you like the alternative better of GM sitting down and talking to each other. Like,
hell yeah.
That works too. That works too. But I do like what else we get from Chad Gable in this promo. Everybody is calling Cody what he is, which is a bad friend. All right, I'm Team KO all the way with this story. Kevin Owens never told a lie, and Chad Gable sees that. But he calls Cody a bad and superficial friend. And references his own struggles with betrayal, like Otis abandoning him, which I thought was some good delusional heel work. And Cody starts to kind of compare their journeys and talks about his own failures like Stardust and warns Gable about the dangers of shifting blame to others, essentially. But Gable fires back, threatens Cody, but blames the suits for holding them back, which I thought was nice. And Cody says, suit up for a match later, buddy, and reminds Gable that his distraction with Owens could work against him instead. And we get a clash of the champions. Now, I can't remember if this was reported, so don't take this as a report or as anything like that. But I feel like I remember hearing that Chad Gable was someone that Cody Rhodes specifically was really pushing for. That, like, Cody Rhodes was a Chad Gable advocate. So I like this story dovetailing now that Chad Gable is a proper heel as well facing Cody. And I liked a lot of what we got in the main event tonight. But I always think it's cool when somebody advocates for someone and then they end up getting to work with them. That's a cool thing to have happen. We do get this amazing stuff with Kevin Owens, who really doesn't want to talk to Michael Cole, kind of is throwing him out in the dust, but Michael Cole finds Kevin Owens in a parking lot and Owens tells him to get in the car. I love Kevin Owens so much. Owens is insulting Michael Cole a little bit, and Cole is like, man, I've been an advocate for you for a long time until you started acting all backwards recently. And there's this very simple but effective line from Kevin Owens in this where he doesn't understand how, like, Michael Cole can't see the way that he sees things. Like, he doesn't understand how Michael Cole can't see Kevin Owens' point of view. And the way he delivers it, it's just so fantastic, because then he goes to back it up with being pissed that Cody left in 2016 and he wasn't getting the opportunities. And instead of working for them, he went away, and then he comes back and now he's suddenly getting three sets of pyro for his entrance. And he talks about all the people that decided to help out Roman Reigns and that Owens doesn't care that the Usos did. And he ignores Sami Zayn until later. But Owens says that Cole doesn't understand betrayal because Cole doesn't have any friends. Cole calls Owens petty, which I don't know why he acts as being petty as an insult. I think that's fantastic. But ultimately, Kevin Owens tells Cole to leave the rental vehicle, rolls up the window on him before driving off. This is all just to create a nice little go-home to Saturday night's main event, but Kevin Owens is perfect and has never done anything wrong in his life and got a 100% on every pop quiz in any class he was ever in because he's perfect. I love how much Kevin Owens has painted a very accessible point of view to justify his actions. Like, he has just gone through every nuance that he could from Cody's story and dovetailed it with everything that's going on with Roman Reigns and made it seem like it's a personal attack on him. Really, really, really good stuff. What did you think of that?
I thoroughly enjoyed the fact that they call you into work and they tell you not to come into the building. So I'm going to stay in the car. So this is where I'm going to sit. How relatable is that? Right?
That's
you
perfect.
Hate going to work. You like don't want to go in. You're going to stay in the car. You've probably had multiple instances at work where you're like being told to go home after you're there. So I think it worked perfectly. I like that Michael Cole still had to go out there and conduct the interview out of the vehicle.
A professional.
It just made it way more believable and much more exciting to watch, to be completely honest, rather than having like him cut those freaking social media videos that he does out of his car. This is what I mean by why I like things that make sense, right? Like, that made sense. He's going out there, and it doesn't feel corny when it's just poor Kevin Owens just talking into a cell phone in his car by himself. But yeah, I mean, they're hitting on all cylinders with this Kevin Owens thing. Him, you know, like going after Cody with being smart about it.
Yes.
Understanding that he's not the dumb wrestler that, you know, things are happening around him, but he has no awareness that they're happening.
Yes.
Right. So that's always great. And honestly, we all know that Kevin Owens is not going to be world champion. I don't think that's where they might be going with this, but it's a great story. You know, it's a great story. Like, this started a while back. And one thing I do got to say is, and then I'll drop it back to you, is I don't want to see the pattern of like the unstable Kevin Owens where he's friends with someone. Oh, no, I know you do. I don't mind it, but it happens unfortunately a lot with him. He becomes very unstable with every single partner, every single friend. Somehow he ends up punching them in the face in the back after a show. You know, like, yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay with it happening, but not a lot with the frequency that has happened for him. So
I will say I agree with you on that, but I also think the last time that Kevin Owens was a heel was when he was facing Stone Cold, and he was a heel that was just talking about how much he hates Texas, and that he was being driven mad by the Ezekiel thing. So it's been a while since we've seen it, but I do understand what you're saying too.
Well, we know who was writing. Who we all know who were writing those things.
You know what's crazy? that Ezekiel stuff was straight bad, and Kevin Owens was still incredible at it.
I know. Like, yeah. It's
gross how talented that guy is, but here's somebody who's never been corny in his whole life. Certainly not when he's on stream with me. That's never happened.
Segue there was like, it's gross how talented this guy is. And then you go to me.
Also that. My host for NXT Deadline this weekend.
Yeah.
Bringing us the Sour Power. I'm always excited to hear you be sour. But I'm also excited because Rampage was loaded tonight. And I didn't get to watch it. And you did. Yeah. So I'm excited to hear about what was going on over there as well.
Commander proved he belongs in the thing.
Good. You know
what I mean, he probably should have been there from the beginning. I love Juice, but Commander just in there to do flippy dips the whole time. We don't get to watch Commander versus Will Ospreay because Will Ospreay had the Juice Robinson match. So we don't get the Commander versus Will Ospreay match, which after watching Commander versus Ricochet, now I really want to see Commander versus Will Ospreay, and maybe we'll get that down the line. We don't get it in the C2. So that was really good. Mordos and Garcia had a classic.
Good.
Duh. and Okada versus Briscoe was good, but Briscoe lost. It was one of those things where everyone was like, oh, Briscoe's in there now. Now he'll show him what Mark Briscoe's all about. It was like, no, look at the field. That dude's going to take a loss in every match except for Beast Mordos. And then what's his excuse now? I'm also still a rookie and as a singles competitor. No, you were the ROH champion
that was
until
last
like
year.
Three and a half weeks ago. So I feel like that's anyway. The Rampage was very good. Oh, also, there was a tag team match with Deonna Purrazzo and Taya Valkyrie. Lasted about 45 seconds. So, there you go. Rampage was a lot of fun. Good C2 action. But tomorrow night, big time, Fletcher versus Okada on a live episode of Collision. Okada's got 4. If Fletcher beats Okada, he'll have 9, and Okada will still have 4.
Wow.
That's it. That's for all the marbles. Okada has to beat Fletcher or at least force a draw, or Fletcher has run away with the Blue League. So there you go. That's my analysis. Stay tuned for more of that at some point.
Very cool that they are sustaining Kyle Fletcher's momentum coming off of that huge match with Will Ospreay. I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah. That's about it.
You want to talk about how Kevin Owens rules real quick?
Yeah, no, he's the most correct man that's ever lived. if they gave all wrestlers an SAT, he would get a perfect score.
Yep.
The essay question would be insightful and brilliant and
justified.
Funny. He's the most correct man who has ever lived. I want him badly now to make Michael Cole into his own personal Milhouse, the guy he used to yell at. Who was the backstage interviewer in 2017. I need him to bring back that again. Just start calling Michael Cole Milhouse. That's fine.
I understand that reference. Even me.
That's what he used to call him. He used to call Rich Brennan Milhouse. He did not know Rich Brennan, the backstage interviewer's name, so he just called him Milhouse. He would yell the backstage interview segments with Kevin Owens from like 2016 are legendary. Find them, laugh at them forever. They're brilliant. He's the best. He's absolutely the best. I have decided now that he and Chad Gable obviously is going through the transfer portal. So Roman and Punk, I guess Punk is staying. Cody and Roman are going to SmackDown, from SmackDown to Raw in the transfer portal. Gunther's coming over. That's already a done deal. So I was thinking that if Chad Gable comes over, that he and Kevin Owens could be a team. Not like a tag team, but like an alliance. And obviously Chad Gable is Captain America, and then Kevin Owens could be Captain Canada. And he could wear a mask with a big maple leaf on the front of it. And they could do fun hand signals together. Because Chad Gable was obviously in on it and goaded Cody Rhodes into a match, taking Kevin Owens' side so he could try and break Cody Rhodes' ankle to help out Kevin Owens. obviously it's right there. If that was not the only long-term con that was being run on this particular episode, because Johnny Gargano is a very sneaky little fella who decided to pretend to be MCMG's friend for the past 30 years or whatever it is. And like, I think it's been going on since then, since Alex Shelley started training Johnny Gargano, who was like, one day a man who I have not yet met and I will be in a tag team match and I'll pretend to be your friend. And then I will low blow your partner at the right moment where the ref's back is turned and we'll become tag champs. It was being told to me that there was like, oh, he's been in on it the whole time. And I was like, that was not presented to us in that particular fashion during the match, but it was in the post-match celebration. But during the match, it was like, hey, maybe Tommaso Ciampa's right. Maybe I should cheat to win. So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. But I'm happy DIY is champions. I don't like that they had to turn heel to do it, but fine. You know how many babyface tag teams they have on the entire roster? Not enough.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Yeah.
What a precise amount.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Phyraxium call up would not be the worst thing for this, but. I'm with you on that. I'm actually very ready to see Johnny Gargano be sneaky Gargano again. Like I'm ready for heel Gargano, but we actually were just about to talk about our final match, which was Cody Rhodes versus Chad Gable, Alpha Academy getting not Alpha Academy. What am I saying? I'm sorry. American Made getting booted from ringside in this. This was a fantastic match as you would expect. This was a better Cody Rhodes match, too. My only complaint about it is between Carmelo and Chad Gable, are we pretending the Crossroads is an effective finisher when not done 27 times?
I mean, it's always been effective to Chad Gable. That's his kryptonite.
Yeah.
Chad Gable's but only ever taken
Carmelo
one.
Last week, too, and I'm like, I don't know about 2 weeks in a row, know. One Crossroads being all it takes. But this was a really, really good main event. It's been nice to see Cody be able to show out against like the Kevin Owenses of the world and Chad Gables of the world, because
at Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
He can work with a lot of people, but when he gets in there with someone he can really tell a story with, like it's pretty refreshing. And then, of course, at the end, Kevin Owens shows up and stomps away at Cody's bad ankle. He was great at selling the leg this whole match. And Cody fights back. The officials come out to separate everyone. Surprise, surprise. We get a suicide dive here from Owens. And then they keep brawling to the floor until the episode ends. So some good stuff there. I mean, a predictable go-home-ish or whatever to Saturday night main event. It's so weird to me that this wasn't on Survivor Series still, but it is what it is. It's a good marquee main event for that first episode. I can't argue with that. And I think for if they're going with kind of this nostalgic presentation, that's going to be a really fun main event too, because you kind of have like a pretty classic baby face with that and a gnarly little heel with Kevin Owens. So I'm in on that.
I don't know. What are you talking about? Obviously Kevin Owens is the baby face. I don't know. What are you saying? That doesn't make any sense.
In their eyes, in my eyes, Kevin Owens.
Sorry. Also, I wanted Kevin to be Owens. Jesse the Body Ventura on commentary better love him some Kevin Owens, because Jesse the Body used to be the heel commentator of all heel commentators. Nigel McGuinness is like, I think he's a little too hard on the baby face. Like, we got to get that Jesse the Body back.
I would love that. I would love that. He's one of my favorites, like, of wrestling that I go back and watch before my time. Hearing him is something that like is fun to hear him in his time and not just your impression of him, which is fantastic. Don't get me wrong, but it's nice to hear him sincerely on commentary. But that is our show for tonight. We were wrapping up kind of as you came in. I'm glad that Rampage was a lot of fun. We've got a lot happening tomorrow. We've got NXT Deadline, where you can see me and Alex Pawlowski talk about the Iron Survivor matches. Lots going on NXT Deadline. And then the Collision Crew is going to be Iridian, and I think both Phil Lindsay and SP3, because I asked them both because I needed a fill-in. And they both responded at basically the same time and said yes. So I'm just going to say both of you guys are at it. So, but I'm seeing that we still have a couple super chats here. So thank you for that. Sorry for missing a couple as we're closing out here. But Ricardo said, hello, my people. I hope you are well. Ricardo, you're the best. Thank you so much. Second Lieutenant Colonel Photo saying money for Sunday C2 show. I'll see what we can get going this weekend. Ryan Cicchini saying, is Carmelo going to face Penta? God, I hope so. That would be fun as hell.
Or Oba. Should be Oba. Oba debuting.
Yep. Yep. Yes to all of that. And Tom LaValle about the car interview. Touching tips, by the way. We'd love to do that around these parts. Oh, saying, yes. KO is always right. Always. Well, you're not gonna find anything in disagreement with the three of us about that one. That is good stuff. He's so great, and it's the most interesting thing that's happened with Cody's reign, in my opinion. Like, Kevin Owens is just one of those break glass wrestlers where it's just like, if I need to make something work, he's the guy you throw at it. So some good stuff. But before we get out of here, we got
you
some.
You missed this one, didn't you? Did you get this one?
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. My bad. Money's for the Bangs and the Clavs collection. KO is a Canadian hero and has never lied. Also, Kate, please do a C2 collision show with Alex on Sunday. Did you put this out in the world? On your,
I mean, I may have. I don't know.
I will do that. I'm very excited to do that. So we will do. We'll figure out a time to make that work, because we don't run from the grind. Okay, I can do a 7-day work schedule. Let's go. Damn. So we'll take it. But we're gonna get out of here. Cardoza, let people know where they can find you. Just being like so jolly.
Hey, you know, I'm like the jolliest man ever. You can find me on the blue skies by just simply going to alexiscardoza.com in there in the little searchy little thingy. Or you could just go onto your interweb, use your Netscape navigator and go to alexiscardoza.com and you'll see all of my links in there. Just you might have to give it a couple seconds if you're using a 56K modem, because I do have some nifty little graphics here and there.
You can just at me, bro. What the hell?
You know, but no pun intended for you.
It was so at me.
I do want to say this to everyone that's watching right now. We're doing a really cool special episode on Wrestling with Freddie, a call-in episode. So you guys can, if you guys head over to Wrestling with Freddie on Instagram, we do have a post up there where you can go to the website where you could actually leave us voicemails that we will be playing live on air and answering. So the website for that, speakpipe.com, Wrestling with Freddie. But just go to the Wrestling with Freddie Instagram page, and the link is there, so that way you guys don't have to go crazy looking for links or anything like that. And we would love to hear from everyone here, all you guys that are watching. I would really love to get some questions into the show. You know, anything that you want to ask him. He just came off set of I Know What You Did Last Summer. So if you guys have any questions about that.
I'm going to ask him what he did last summer. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Any questions about his Christmas movie, Christmas With You, and any wrestling-related stuff. And maybe he might fill you in on what's happening with his new company.
Oh, hey.
I don't know anything. I'm just a guy. But yeah.
I'm going to see if I can do Alex's plugs for him. Ready?
Okay. Yeah. Sure.
You can follow him. I wish I had a backwards hat on. You can follow Alex at Alex Sauergrat, but he's not really on social media all that much. So it is what it is. But you can catch him on Fightful Select every Monday and Friday. You can catch him every Tuesdays with yours truly doing your Sauerkraut's NXT review. And you can catch him on Sunday now doing our C2 show that I didn't know was going to be a thing, but now it is. And you can catch him doing the Deadline post show also with me tomorrow. And at some point, This one I can't take away from you, Alex, because it's too special. Do you want to tell what Walker Texas Ranger episode that we're covering?
There's an episode of Walker Texas Ranger that guest stars Hulk Hogan.
Yes.
Playing a reformed white supremacist biker who is now in charge of the local teen center, who is mediating a dispute between the black gang and the Latino gang in the neighborhood. There's an episode of Walker Texas Ranger like that. It's available on Peacock. You could watch it tonight if you want. We're going to watch it, and then we're going to talk about it, because it seems like it is in the spirit of redemption, you know, like the season of giving.
That's a stretch as to the why,
but I'll take it. We want to review it because it's going to be ridiculous. So
it's like art imitating life.
Yeah.
Close. Some of that seems very on point with where he's at, but you can follow me at Ms. Kayfabe on social media. I'm all the places that I just plugged for Alex because I'm his co-host at a lot of things. But you could also catch me Wednesdays at the Mark Order podcast talking all things All Elite. I am doing a video a day. I'm meeting the Denise Salcedo Challenge. I'm actually going to head over to my YouTube channel at Ms. Kayfabe to talk about five things that I think WWE is doing extremely well. Shortly after this stream, at probably about 11:40 Eastern, I was doing those as pre-recorded ones, and then I did a live one on Wednesday, and almost 200 people were hanging out late at night. So what the hell? Let's do the same thing on the WWE side. So head over there, like, share, subscribe, live, laugh, love, pick up my laundry, whatever. Do it all. Please join me in a little bit. That's going to be a fun one, but have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. We got you covered for both NXT and Collision this weekend, as well as your C2 breakdown on Fightful Select with me and Alex Pulaski. Happy holidays, y'all. We'll see you soon.
Shout out to Kate's Internet.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.